back to me this passion, being using this enchantment, this passion to release.
Yeah.
Until then, like, as I think once you're on this path, you're starting to see the way things are.
And starting to what?
On this Buddhist path.
Yes.
The more we see the way things are.
Yeah.
And until then, until the dispassion.
Yeah.
Are there any practical pointers on how to not go to the extreme of aversion or even to the craving of unbecoming?
Suffering. Suffering is always the indicator. I mean, just that, you know, when as soon as you start seeing the mind, those Four Noble Truths are so important to sort of see, because sometimes we can feel that we're right, but we're miserable. and that's not the point of the practice. It's not the point of the Dhamma. So you're just trying too hard to do the right thing, and making ourselves miserable, not peaceful. So that's just learning how to read the mind. That make sense?
More practical than that.
Well, you don't suffer. You
don't want to suffer.
Yeah.
Maybe you might know. You might be so used to them suffering that you actually don't know it's actually suffering.
Yeah. Well, most people exist. Yeah. Well, that's where most people exist. But
you don't know.
Yeah, but I mean that's why we're here. And that sense of everybody that's sitting here is here because they're already sort of have a motivation and a dissatisfaction with that sense of dis-ease, discontent, dissatisfaction. Sort of, it's not that we're not necessarily miserable suffering, but it's that sense of dukkha, you know, not quite in balance, not quite steady.
So it's like asking ourselves that question: am I content? Am I peaceful? Am I perfectly happy?
I can remember Ajahn Chah prodding me one time and said, you know, because I'm, he says, was it suffering? I said, well, no. Well, felt good at the time. But then I reflect, you know, down the line later, wow, that was really suffering. Mm-hmm. So it's just, that was...